Tamra and Owen fostered for 3 years and then adopted a sibship of 3 children, Becky, Sarah, and Troy, from the Arizona Child Welfare System. The children had been through multiple placements before coming to them. Tamra shares their struggles, successes, and stories of advocacy.
We had an opening for one girl, one 9-year-old girl, and our caseworker called and asked us if we were interested in a particular 9-year-old girl. Didn't have much information, and we said we were. She called us back an hour and a half later and said, there's this 18-month-old sister. I've talked to the caseworker, and they just had listed them separate because they were very interested in finding a foster adopt home that was interested in the older child. They felt like anyone would have been interested in the baby, but they wanted someone who was interested in the girl, and so the older girl. We said yes, with very little thought to that we would take them both. They still had family visits at the time with their birth mom and aunt, and I was able to attend those and met their older brother through those. We were told by the caseworker to not consider him as a possible foster adopt placement, that he was unadoptable and would not be able to function well in a family. But when I very first met him, I saw a 12-year-old boy with buck teeth and glasses and a mohawk who collected Pokemon cards and was really caring about his little sisters. And I didn't see the kid they told me he was, which was a kid who had a probation officer. He'd been kicked out of the school district he was attending. Basically, the person who ran the group home that he lived at said he couldn't tell me anything good about him. He could not tell me one good thing about him. He was belligerent, stole, violent, cussed at everybody. Everything that you could say not nice, he said about the boy. Being that he was kicked out of his school district, I felt like he needed to have some kind of an educational advocate. I didn't see who was doing that for him. And so I said I would do it, and I took some extra training to do that. And once I'd done that, and we'd let him come home for a visit, and a couple of visits, we and the caseworker decided that he could come as a foster child. And he was a wonderful challenge, but he wasn't more challenging than the 18-month-old. Honestly, I have to say, I had toddlers, and she was the hardest toddler I've ever been around. And I had done daycare. I came from a large family. We had biological children of our own, and she was not a happy girl. She's 13 now, and really enjoy her a lot. Sarah, the one that was 9. Because of all the moves she'd had very little identity of her own as a person. She was not really aware of herself very much and was just lost. And so, we were able to see so much growth with her, initially and then through the years. And she now is a thriving 21-year-old college student who lives in a big city and plays on a softball team, and it's just an amazing thing to see with her, all the ways that she's grown. And Troy, the older brother, he was really difficult, and we got him some speech therapy to try and help with his speech. So we were used to dealing with the school for IEPs. It was different with Troy in that we were able to have them involved more as team members with us because we had chosen to help Troy. And I don't know if that sounds weird or not, but we had chosen to have Troy become part of our family because we saw his potential. Troy he's an incredibly intelligent person. He has nearly a photographic memory. I'm not kidding you. He's highly intelligent. Don't play chess with him. But he was really difficult in the educational setting. But I would put on my best clothes and bring my notebook, and we would sit in round table and talk about how we were going to help Troy. And it was different than it was with my biological kid. And I was able to help people want to help him too. But all through that time, he was kind of difficult in that he had no interest in bonding with our family. He chose to be adopted after 3 years of us fostering him because he was sick and tired of being a foster child. You know, we understood his feelings about his biological family because he was the oldest child. He was the namesake of his father. He had had many, many good memories with his biological father. So he had no desire to bond with us. This was a kid that, as a mom, I got no feedback, nothing back from him. I couldn't put my hand on his shoulder and talk to him. He would flinch away. And then for 6 years, I couldn't make him a sandwich. He didn't want anything from me. When he came home from school, he would kind of grunt at us and go down to his room or whatever he wanted to do. But this was a kid who was the life of the classroom and the lunchroom and the football team and everything else when he wasn't at home, until he graduated from high school and moved away. He actually chose to serve a mission for our church. And boy, the letters that I got from him as a mom were amazing, because he appreciated what I had done for him and loved us as our family and appreciated, you know, where he was able to start his adult life off from and the things that he'd been able to learn. So that was super gratifying, as you can imagine. And he's working now, and he has a beautiful wife who adores him, his quirks or not, and he is loving and kind to her and loving and kind to all of his brothers and sisters, adopted or what. We have a large family, and he's the first one to call and want all the teen boys to come to his house for a game night. He took his little sister, the 13-year-old, out for a special night for dinner and stuff with him and his wife for her 13th birthday. He's just a great blessing to our family. It's just worth everything that was hard.